Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
Your Network of Praise on our Day of Hope. I am Carlene Prince, and I am thrilled to have two very special friends of God on the line with us. We are going to be talking with Jeremy Camp, who really doesn't really need too much introduction at all to our audience, but just in case you're not aware, he's one of the most successful artists in Christian music. His most recent album, The Story's Not Over, has already yielded 2 number one radio hits, 3 GMA Devil Award nominations. He's just had so many wonderful songs that have blessed people all over the world. But I'm extra excited because we get the misses along with him today. Adrian Camp is also joining us. She's a South African-born singer and songwriter who was the lead singer of the multi-GMA Devil Award-nominated pop and alternative rock band called The Benjamin Gate. And so it is a thrill for me to get to welcome both of you. Hello, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
Doing amazing.
Thanks for having us.
An introduction.
I know.
You know, press.
Both feel very encouraged.
Oh, good, good. And press releases help a little bit with some of the information. But we want you to feel welcome to our audience. And Jeremy, this is actually our second time this year getting to speak with you because we did an interview with you for our fundraiser earlier this year. And that was marking a very special time because your movie, I Still Believe, which is based off of one of the true chapters in your life, was just slated to come out. We were all so excited. And I have to ask you, how have you been doing? Because things did not go the way anybody planned, because right when that movie was slated to hit the theaters, then COVID hit. And I know there was so much high hopes for that. And I have a feeling that God actually went through a different door approach and did some pretty special things anyway. So tell us how this year has been for you and how all that went.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a very up and down year. I mean, of course, when you do something and you put your whole heart into it, you know, I call it blood, sweat, and tears, basically.
Yep.
For years, you know, blood, sweat, and tears for years, you know, is what that movie was. And, you know, you're reliving some difficult things, but you're knowing that through all of that, through the spiritual warfare, you know that God's going to use it. And so you're willing to walk through it. And so the excitement was brewing. We were on tour and the movie was coming out. Things were going really, really well. And so I remember the day it came out, we got a tour meeting, and the tour said, "Hey, I think we're going to cancel the tour." And that was the same day where we heard, "Yeah, there's a global pandemic, and they may be shutting down theaters." And it was just all of a sudden, everything that we had been working towards, and everything that 100 miles per hour, we just hit a brick wall. And so that night, we're home, and I remember just being super just in shock because instead of being on the road, we're home. Instead of being at a premiere or being at a theater, we're home. And, you know, the movie comes out, and, you know, really it was amazing because the first night it was the number one movie in America. It beat out Bloodshot and Onward, the Pixar movie, and the first night, and we were kind of shocked on that. And so we're going, "Oh, my word, this is incredible." And then all of a sudden, you start hearing of all the theaters shutting down. Mm-hmm. And so it was difficult, and you know, I remember having just really moments of not wanting to get out of bed, moments of just literally being in shock. And, you know, I think that it's hard to talk about that because I know that there's been so many people that have gone through way more difficult times, whether it be, you know, mental strain, financial strain, physical strain, people that literally have lost their lives. I mean, it's been a lot of, so it's hard to like talk about the disappointment. So I think quickly realized, you know what, God's taking care of us. And even though that was very difficult, I'm grateful. And I'm looking at all the heartache and things that are happening right now. And I'm just thankful that, you know, God has us where he does and our hearts breaking for people. So I'm being very thankful, but I will say during all of that, you're right. I think there was a different approach because during this time when everyone was in quarantine, they decided to release the movie to video on demand, and all of a sudden we start getting story after story and realize that this thing is people that said, you know, I probably wouldn't have taken my whole family, it would have been me and my wife, but we have 5 kids and we all sat down as a family and watched the movie, and it brought up some incredible conversations.
Oh, wow.
And so I think what you said about taking a back door and a different approach, I think actually it reached people in a deeper way, a deeper level, because they were going through all of this and faced with the thought of going, okay, do I still believe? Do I still trust the Lord in the midst of this? And so I think that really has, even though it didn't look like we thought it was going to look, I think the impact has been greater. I really do. And I have to remember that, even though there's still times that I still go, oh my goodness, what happened?
Right.
I realize I do believe that the impact's been greater.
I am so thrilled to hear you say that. I was personally hoping that that was the case and that was going to be along the lines of your answer when we talked today. And I'll tell you what, I'm finding personally in my own life, God, it is so amazing that we need to trust His reason and purpose behind every single thing that we encounter, even the things that we would describe as roadblocks or tough roads. I want to share with you guys a quick personal anecdote, and this, I'm not saying this because it's you guys on the phone. It's just my own personal story. I'm a singer-songwriter myself, and I just released my first debut album in July, but I had actually created it 7 years ago, and the second it was done, it was the same thing, hit an absolute brick wall, and I went through 7 years of some deep emotional hurts, healing, processing. I could not understand, you know, God, why you almost brought this baby to birth and then it literally got stuck in the birth canal, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And who knew what this year was going to hold? Because at the beginning of the year, he gave me the release date for it in July, and I actually have a companion album to it coming out in November. So he said, I want these twins born this year. And I thought, well, why all of a sudden now? But who knew what this year was going to hold? And had these songs been released earlier, I know they still would have blessed people. God still would have done His thing because He's so kind to always do that. But the timing was impeccable and nobody knew that that was coming. So that whole title of I Still Believe just seems crazy prophetic to me across the board.
Yeah.
I agree. And I think, go ahead, Lisa.
I was going to say, it was one thing for us. We were having to literally walk out the whole theme of the movie, you know, like Jeremy even shared, of just facing everything going on around you and just going, I have no idea what's going on right now. I don't understand this, Lord, but I have to still trust You.
Right.
You know, and just seeing that God has been so good in the midst of all of it.
Yes.
And just to trust that He really does know best, because it's so much easier to, when things are far removed, just sort of see, oh, I can see God's hand. But when you're in it, it's like staring up at a painting close by. You're not going to see any of the details until you take steps backwards, you know. But it's like when it counts, it's just really trusting God in the midst of those things, you know.
So true. And the age-old illustration of like a tapestry, if you look at the back, the threads and the colors make no sense, complete chaos. But you turn it over to the front and this incredible weaving that God does of all of these things in our lives. Just amazing.
Exactly. Yeah.
So good.
I love it.
I know. I think a lot of times with, you know, kind of piggybacking on what Adrian said too, you know, we have our idea of what we think is best, and God has a different approach sometimes because He knows what's going to be the most impactful, or He knows what's going to be best. And I shared this today already, but I want to share it again. That, you know, my daughter years ago was battling with prayer. She goes, Dad, I don't feel like God's answering my prayers. And so I had this whole conversation about, I mean, sometimes God says yes and answers your prayer. Sometimes He says no. And sometimes He says, you know, wait or maybe and until you press in or whatever it may be. I said, but really it's, you have to trust that God knows what He's doing. I said, I really thought, you know, speaking of the movie, that Melissa was going to be healed. I mean, I had no doubt in my mind. And I thought, of course, that's going to be the best. We can have a story of her healing, and there's going to be this powerful ministry couple, you know, going out and sharing that story.
Yep.
I told my daughter, Bella, if God would have answered my prayer, you wouldn't have been here right now. And God wouldn't have used this the way He has. And I wouldn't have your mom, and I wouldn't have the rest of the kids, you know. And it just kind of had this reality moment of going, God knew what was best. Even though it was painful and it hurt, He knew what was going to be the most impactful, because He's about His kingdom, and that's what He's about.
Yeah. And isn't it amazing how, I mean, if you can look at it this way, we win either way. Either the salvation and the rescue happens, or if it doesn't, it's like the, you know, the Abraham and the Isaac thing, the ram gets provided. I mean, one way or another, God just brings His glory to bear, and He works through and on His covenant to stay faithful to His word and who He is. We grow in the process. He gets the glory. We share our story of struggle. Other people get healed and rescued. It is just this glorious cycle that goes on and on and on and has way more to it than we ever could have thought in the beginning.
Amen. Yeah, that's so true.
I'm so glad that God is in control, can see the whole picture.
Yeah.
Our faith gets so confused and blinded by our own desires and wants sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely right. Well, let's shift gears here just for a second. I'm excited that we, again, have both of you on the phone. And honestly, the reason is because you guys just came out with a EP album called The Worship Project. Now, this is the first musical project you guys have done together. I am itching to hear the story of why now, how God led you to do this, what it was like working together. Tell us all of that.
Well, I think one of the amazing things is, you know, out of all the pain and heartache and honestly disappointment of the movie being shut down, the Lord really met Jeremy and I in the middle of it and birthed so many incredible songs out of that. You know, and Jeremy will share more about one in particular called Whatever May Come.
Yeah,
go for it.
Yeah, basically, I mean, I woke up one morning, it was a Monday morning, I remember. It was 3 days after the Friday when the movie came out, and I was just kind of laying in bed, and God spoke to my heart, and you know, kind of, I felt like he was saying, pick your guitar up. And I've heard that in the past. And every time I try to resist that, he keeps pressing until I finally go and be obedient. And so I went upstairs and I had thoughts of like, I don't even know what to say. And all of a sudden this song came out, well, Whatever May Come. And it starts off saying, whatever I face, whatever I fear, whatever may come, you always draw near. And it's this whole kind of picture of going, okay, God, whatever the situation may be, whatever is coming, whatever I'm facing, I'm going to cry out to you.
Yeah.
You know, I will call upon you. Whatever I face, you are with me. I will fall on my knees. For every heartbreak, you will hold me. And I think that there is this understanding of like, I have nowhere else to run.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing else that in this world that's going to offer me anything or any hope or any peace or any joy.
It's only
Jesus.
Yeah.
And as we know, the world offers disappointments. You couldn't predict the pandemic. You couldn't predict all this shutdowns of things. If you look into the things of the world, you're going to be disappointed gravely. But if you're looking to Christ and running to him, that's when all of a sudden you have this feeling of like, yeah. And then the bridge is very much this, you know, kind of anthem of going, yeah, you know what? Every wall will break. Every, you know, mountain will be moved. And I'm going to lift your banner high. You're going to make things new. And there's a victory shout. This whole kind of like declaration that I kind of gave of going, you know what? When I run to you, when I start having that focus, I feel this emboldened feeling of hope, you know, that I want to cry and shout his name about how good he is. And so Adrian kind of came up and I showed her part of the song. She helped me kind of finish the bridge and we were kind of talking through it. And I said, hey, let's just record it real quick and post it on Facebook and Instagram. Just because I don't know what else to say to people right now.
Right.
That's what I felt like. I had no words, but God gave me words through song. And so we posted it. And within the first week, we weren't trying anything, but in the first week, we had 7 million people on Facebook that it reached. And we were kind of like, wait, what is happening here?
Wow.
And we realized that it was already being impactful, that God was using the pain and using the song. And I think from that, I started just kind of writing songs, and then when I would feel inspired, I would write, and then I would post it. And then came to a point where I just said, hun, we should just put together some songs that God's given us during this time and put out a kind of a worship EP. And so that's what happened. It was very unmanufactured. It was very organic, and we weren't trying to just put together a product. It was like, here's some songs that God has given us that have really helped us and ministered to our hearts. And I really pray and hope that it ministers to other people and brings them closer to Jesus. And I think that is the inspiration behind this, is just, here's some songs that God gave us during our difficult time. Let's go present them to the world and hopefully encourage them. That was it.
Right. I so love that because it's bringing to my mind a story of, I don't know if you're familiar with a speaker, Lisa Bevere, but years ago in one of her Bible studies and presentations that she's doing on this video, she was recalling a conversation she had with God where God was asking her, what do you do with your natural children in the middle of the night when they wake up from a nightmare? And she said, well, you sing them songs and you tell them stories. And when we find ourselves in the midst of a nightmare, like a pandemic, like businesses closing down and being lost, like lives literally being lost, when you look at the turmoil and the violence that our world is in, can you imagine? I mean, God's not just kind of sitting up there kind of throwing us a kernel of help and truth every now and then. We serve a very activated God who is so involved in our lives, and he is in the process, if our ears are open, to be singing us songs and telling us stories. And it helps because there's power in stories. There's healing in songs. It gives you language for your own journey of what you're going through. It helps give you language to even pray when you don't know what to pray. Sometimes hearing what somebody else is praying, all you can say is, yes, God, me too. I want that. And it's just an incredible thing. I love this story that God gave you guys these songs for such a time as this. I think that phrase is being said a lot this year, but it's so true.
Yeah.
Well, and even, you know, you got to think of just the song, We Turn Our Eyes, of just going, I think that we've looked at our circumstances so much and it's dictated our joy. And that is complete opposite of what God promises us. He's like, look to me, and the joy that I bring is not based on circumstances. And so, you know, we think of Peter when he was walking on the water for a moment, when he was looking at Jesus, and then when he saw his circumstances and the storms around him, he got fearful. Mm-hmm. He started to sink. And, you know, I think that a lot of people are starting to sink in their faith because they're looking to their circumstances instead of Jesus. And I think that that song in particular as well is just another focus point, just saying we need to turn our eyes upon Jesus. That old hymn, too, is, you know, it comes out in that song. And it's a reminder of what really matters. And, you know, everything will, all the chaos will, not that you ignore it and just go, I'm just living in La La Land. There's nothing bad happening. That's not what it means. It means that in the midst of that, you see the light overcomes the darkness, and that's Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Adrian, tell me more about your heart behind this album and how special I'm guessing it was to get to work with your husband and sing on a project. You guys have an incredible blend together, by the way, so it's so fun to hear, but there's also a heart connection behind all of that. So tell us from your side what this album has meant to you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think Jeremy said a lot of it is just really God meeting us in the midst of our trials. And one of the songs that I loved as well was Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, because of just the simplicity of the message. And like Jeremy said, the message that the world, especially right now, I feel like there's so many polarizing opinions and so many strong, like very, very strong opinions, you know, and so much confusion and angst. And I just feel like it's just so important for us to get back to the basics of really getting back to knowing Jesus, loving God, and loving others. And it can be that simple. It needs to be that simple. And I think for us, it was just one of those things that it was just going, Lord, we just want to just still fall in love with you again. You know, I just remember one of the mornings in quarantine waking up and just, you know, I was raised in a Christian home. I've known Jesus my whole entire life and loved the Lord. But it was one of those things where I woke up in the morning and I just said, Lord, just be new to me today. Yeah. I just don't want to get so familiar with God and church and Christianity and how I think God works that I lose the newness of who Jesus is, you know? And so I think for us, it was just one of those things where we didn't want to have an overproduced album or overcomplicated album. It was just one of those things of just simply going, Lord, we want to turn our eyes on you. We want to, in this moment, be people that are encouraging others to fix their eyes on Jesus. And for those who are feeling weak, of just grabbing each other's hands and saying, let's do this together, you know, and let's get back to where we're just in love with Jesus first and foremost, above everything else, above our circumstances, above the craziness that's going on in society, of just getting the first things first, you know.
I love hearing that, Adrian, and it makes me smile because I've mentioned this personally on air several times, so I hope our listeners aren't tired of hearing me say it, but I was in the same place over the last couple of years. It dawned on me how much of a professional Christian I have become. I know what to say. I've been born and
raised. Really good at it.
Yes, yes, exactly. I was saved at the age of 6, in church all my life. I work at a Christian radio ministry, very involved in church, just launching my own ministry. So I'm in this Christian bubble. I'm very untouched for the most part by the needs of the world just because I don't have time. I'm busy producing my own stuff. And it just, it shook me when God brought that to my attention. I just wanted to fall to the floor and weep because I'm like, God, it is amazing how close you can be and still miss it by miles if that's the way we start to go. If we start to become the professional route, we know the things to say, we know the things to do. And then you come to a time like this when we're in pandemic and then you hear all these people say, oh, what we need is revival. And I will give a hearty amen to that. However, I think the caveat is if we just did what we were supposed to be doing all along, keeping it simple, like you said, loving Jesus and loving others, that's not only simple, that is revival. That is power.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we need to get back to just Jesus being really everything to us, you know, and his very nature is love and a generous love of that. So it's not just that we've, you know, had this incredible relationship with the Lord and he comforts us and gives us everything we need, but in turn, we're supposed to be sharing it with those around us. You know, it's supposed to be out of the overflowing of that love relationship with the Lord that we then get to love others.
Right.
I think that this is also exposing the hearts of men right now, and it's showing where people are. And, you know, when you start seeing, you know, it's like people saying, oh, man, this is bringing out the worst in people or bringing out the best. It's like, no, I think that's actually what was in people's hearts.
Yeah.
You're just actually seeing it now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's, and I think what's happening is that, you know, people are like you said, it's like you want true revival, then get back to truly loving Jesus and people and repenting, saying, oh, wow, I didn't realize that was still in my heart. Like, okay, Lord, forgive me. And I think that hopefully we can all learn from this because I'm sure God has exposed things in all of our hearts during this that we need to learn from. And if I encourage people, don't push away the things that God's trying to teach you because then you harden your heart and then it becomes even more difficult because if you can't, you know, deal with the things of why you're being exposed greatly during this time, when things get back to quote unquote normal, then how are you going to live?
Yep.
You know, then you really shut yourself down. So,
and you know, my prayer has been in some ways, don't mishear this when I say it, but I'm like, God, I hope we don't go back to normal. I hope we rise above this and go to a totally new place. I don't want to go back to where it was.
Yeah, it needs to be a new normal.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm with you.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's so cool. My pastor has a saying that the first time I heard him say it, it just riveted me. But he said, we are at any given time one small act of obedience away from a move of God. You never know when that move of God is going to be the tipping point to literally his glory pouring out on the earth.
Uh-huh.
And so as we talk about these getting back to basics and loving Jesus and loving others, I pray that God will help all of us to wake up every day being so intentional because God is moving. You just have to look for it and you just have to be in sync with him and you will see him. You will hear him. You will experience him. You will encounter him. There is so much that God is doing. This is not a time for us to be, asleep at all. This is time for us to be alivened in the fiery love of our King and just be reaching the world for Christ in every way that we can. So you guys have been so busy. I mean, first this EP that just came out, but earlier in the year, you also released a book together called In Unison. Would you tell us about that project?
Yeah, you know, with the movie coming out, we knew that there would be, in a sense, a lot more eyes on us than normal. And we really just wanted to give a much deeper snapshot of sort of a behind the scenes things of Jeremy and I and our relationship and our family and how we do life together. And it wasn't by any means a, hey, we've got it all together, so check it out. It was just, honestly, if anything, we're really transparent, but just going, this is how Jesus has met us in our marriage. This is how he's provided for us in different ways, you know, emotionally, spiritually, and just sort of the dynamics of our story, and just with the hopes of really bringing comfort and perhaps healing and restoration to certain marriages. You know, we've seen the enemy destroy so many families and so many marriages. And I mean, we're 17 years in almost, and we still love each other. And so again, we're not saying we have it all together, but just really wanted to share. This is some of the things we've learned along the way.
Yeah. So I think it's been really encouraging because, you know, I think a lot of people have felt like an island sometimes in their marriage where, you know, not until you start to really share or hear other people talking about their struggles or difficulties, do you realize, oh, we all go through those struggles, you know, in marriage. And so being able to just share the things, how you can't do marriage without Jesus, and how he has been our everything. And, you know, I think that has been key. It's not like we just lay our dirty laundry out, like, hey, this is all the bad things, so just take us for who we are. It's not that. It's like, here's all the things that we've gone through, and this is what God's taught us. This is what we're learning, you know, through that. And so we're encouraged as a couple to, you know, we've had a lot of people that we've known that have gotten divorced. And a lot of times they come to us, you know, and it's never too late. God can do a miracle no matter how far, you know, in a sense down the road of being broken you are, God can do a miracle. But we've had a lot of people that are so far down the road that I feel like that you can, if you can give them a tool to pick up and to read and to walk through and to understand and to learn things from, you can stop them from that, you know, hopefully that path. And that's kind of the heart behind it.
Oh, amen. That's amazing. Well, where can fans and friends find your both your album and your books and any other information on these?
Yeah, so the book is in stores and online. You know, of course, you have Amazon. It's, everything's on Amazon. The albums are, of course, any streaming that you may have as well, iTunes or any streaming, Spotify, Pandora as well. And so, yeah, just go online, and we have our books or CDs. And
yeah, there's also jeremykamp.com, and then we both are on Instagram and Facebook, Jeremy Camp
Official
and AD Camp.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful.
Learn a little more about everything.
I love it. You guys, just from one sister to both of you, please just know we are so grateful for you. And it's not because of your platforms. It's the fact that you're lovers of Jesus and you really care about him. And I just hear you being carriers of hope and agents of healing to a world that is just so broken and lost and needs every ounce of goodness and kindness of the Father that it can get. So thank you so much for your lives. It has to have been an incredibly pressure-packed last couple of years for you guys, let alone just life in general, you know, any given year, but especially these last couple of years. But I really believe, you know, that verse is so true, that he who is faithful with little will be made faithful with much. And it just feels like God can continually be handing you guys things because you're turning it right back around to lay at his feet in a worshipful act of laying it before the world to do with it what he wants to. And I just love your hearts in that. So thank you so much for being the real thing. And thank you for joining us today. It's been a great pleasure to get to talk to you. We just pray God's continued favor and blessing and protection over you and your family.
Thank you, Carly.
Thank you
I appreciate
so
that.
Much.
Very encouraging.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
You got it. Have a great day. And thank you so much for joining us on our Day of Hope.
Absolutely. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.